bra shopping. Saturday afternoon, Marshall Fields, second floor, women's lingerie department. Mama and I enter into no man's, and I mean no man in sight land, of frilly lace, nightgowns, grandma panties, and support everything. A wall covered with hundreds of white bras, some with lace, ribbons, and frills, like party favors, as if bras are a cause for celebration. Some have these dainty, ditzy bows in the middle. That's a nice accent, don't you think? Mama says. Isn't that cute? Like a dumb bow in the middle of the bra will take away some of the attention from the two looming, bulging issues. Suddenly, a little woman with glasses attached to a chain around her neck, who cares way too much about bras, appears. What size is she? She asks. You want something with support, honey, winking at me. My mother looks straight at my chest. Oh, she's a good size. She's out of that training bra phase. I want her to have a bra that will hold them in proper. Them? Them, she says. Like they're two midgets I keep strapped to my chest. I stand there while these two women, one my own kin, discuss the maintenance and storage of my two dependents. We enter the dressing room where mirrors are waiting to laugh at me. There are women running in and out half naked with things showing that I hope to never see on my own body. I stand there wasting away in a sea of bras, feeling like a rag doll under interrogation, with Mama on one side and the bra woman on the other, fixing straps, poking me, snap in the back, underwire begins to dig my breasts a grave. The bra shapes my breasts into pristine bullets. No movement, no pulse, no life. Just sitting there like shelves. After we are halfway through the bra inventory, we check out. Oh, honey, you picked some beautiful bras, the bra lady says. Remember, hand wash. How about burned and buried, I think to myself. The bra lady and my mother discuss how the bras fit just right and will do the trick with no bouncing at all. Mama thanks the lady for torturing me, and we leave the nightmare that is the bra department. My mother turns and looks at me. Now really, was that so bad?
Her door for my daughter, Sarah Marie. There was a time her door was never closed. Her music box played Fur Elise in plinks. Her crib new bought. I drew her sleeping there. The little drawing sits beside my chair. These days she ornaments her hands with rings. She's 17. Her door is one I knock. There was a time I daily brushed her hair by window light. I bathed her in the sink, in sunny water, in the kitchen, there. I've bought her several thousand things to wear, and now this boy buys her silver rings. He goes inside her room and shuts the door. Those days, to rock her was a form of prayer. She'd gaze at me and blink, and I would sing of bees and horses in the pasture there. The drawing sits as still as naptime air, her curled up hand, that precious line, her cheek. Next year, her door will stand again ajar, but she herself will not be living there.
Puberty, with capital letters. Ellen Hagen. There went being a kid. There went Barbie dolls, baby dolls, kitchen sets, Play-Doh, crayons, make-believe. Well, maybe not make-believe. But there went innocent, childlike. There went one-piece bathing suits. In came adolescence, even though I'd had my period since I was 10. In came self-consciousness, waiting for breaths. In came attitude and, why can't I? You said, I hate you, under my breath. In came diaries with hidden messages and dares I always took. In came kissing and not kissing, and doing it and not doing it, and rounding bases and not rounding bases, and rounding bases having nothing at all to do with baseball, and sometimes wishing you could just play baseball instead. In came rebellion, cliches, are you kidding, drinking, do-overs, cheerleading uniforms, regret, pure bliss, uncovering, feeling not good enough, cockiness, joy. In came wild cards, short skirts, cocktails, 15, funnels, midriff bearing, belly button rings, challenges, being challenging, the ultimate change, the ultimate fast forward. In came growing up.